National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Recording on 11/16/2017. I guess it's official. I guess the holidays are like here. Okay, you know, we were like swimming right along. Everything was just fine. And then all of a sudden, Halloween slipped in. You know, it's been an interesting year. It really has been an interesting year. Accomplished a lot. Didn't get everything I wanted to get accomplished, but I accomplished a lot. I'm grateful for that. And, you know, we had a stinking hurricane. Scared the bejeejees out of me. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos, the chief geek and founder here. 35 years of continual radidio all across the fruited plains. Isn't that exciting? But now it's the middle of November. So we have, what did we have? Next week we have Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving at my house this year is going to be an exciting family extravaganza. Well, not really. It's Zach and I are going to do burgers on the Weber grill out in the backyard. And his girlfriend, who's leaving town, won't be here, has promised to bake us a pie. So that'll be good. And we're going to do chips and burgers. And maybe something else. I don't know. We're going to do chips and burgers. And so that's going to be our exciting Thanksgiving holiday. Now, when you come from families like mine, let me explain to you what the rest of the family is doing, extended family is doing. Ex-wife number one has my two oldest children. Kyle will be in town with his family in New York, so they're going to be doing Thanksgiving at her house. And ex-wife number three is doing Thanksgiving at her house with my son Jamie, her husband, and his parents, and that those kind of people. And then it's just Zach and me here. And so, you know, Zach, me, and the cats. So we're going to do that. Last year, I did a turkey breast, and I was going to do it again, you know, with all the fixings and all. You know, Zach said, "Hey, Dad, can we do like burgers on the grill?" I said, "Yeah, we can do burgers on the grill." He goes, "Good, let's do burgers on the grill." I said, "That sounds good." So we're going to get some nice buns. How's that? We're going to do burgers on the grill with nice buns, Lay's potato chips, and, you know, maybe a pie. So that'll be exciting. That will absolutely be exciting. Because on Wednesday, the day before, Kyle and his wife and two of my grandchildren are coming over to spend 2 hours with me and Zach. So that's they're here. They're in town for a week. We get 2 hours with them. So that'll be exciting. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing the grandkids. So we get to do all of that family stuff, and I want to mow the lawn before they get here. I looked at the lawn today, and I cannot believe it's winter. It's November. It is November, and my lawn needs cutting and edging. It is the greenest green you've ever seen, but it needs cutting and edging. And I really need to cut the lawn at least 3 days before he gets here so it has just enough fluid. You know, when you a freshly cut lawn, Oh, look, he mowed the lawn. But, it, you know, 3 days in, it'll look good. So I want it to look good for the grandkids who are, like, going to be 3 and 1.5. Well, no. 3 and 2. Yeah, that's what they are. They're 3 and 2. So that'll be exciting. And we're going to celebrate 3-year-old's birthday on Wednesday when he comes over. They are having a birthday party for him on Friday over at ex-wife's number one's house. And I was originally invited to that, but then I got uninvited. So, but strangely enough, don't you just love my life? Ex-wife number 3 and her husband and my son, my two of my sons, including Zach and Jamie, were invited to go, but they were told that I wasn't invited. And you know what? They've all kind of like opted out of going. Am I talking about my personal life on the radio? Am I supposed to be doing that? I don't know. I don't know. Getting back to my trees, I spent the better part of 40 minutes today sitting in a chair in my front yard staring up at my trees. And the trees have, the 3 trees near the house have got to go in 2018. That's all there is to it. They've got to go. The one tree, the tree that's closer to the street, I feel as though a large limb is getting ready to fall. Why it didn't fall in a hurricane, I do not know. But it's, the whole tree's got to go. But then again, I have been battling with my local municipality who doesn't want me to take the trees down. They want the trees to live. But if the one branch that I think is going to go goes, it's going to destroy my neighbor's car. And my neighbor is well aware of that. He has been warned. But, you know, and I already spent like $350 taking one of the branches from that tree off of the top of his house. And if I take this branch down, if I follow what the arborist for the city tells me to do, and I take this branch that's hanging over his cars down, which I could do, it'll probably cost, it's a larger branch, it'd probably cost me $400 to do that, and the city would be happy because I'm not killing the tree is going to look absolutely horrible. Now, the tree that is next to my house, which I have paid arborists hundreds and hundreds of dollars to trim massive branches off of those, because massive branches have already fallen and just missed my house, one of them hit my house. So I've spent hundreds, probably $800 or $900, having massive branches removed from that tree so it does not damage the house. And, you know, a couple of them, one of them in particular, probably weighed a ton, fell in my front yard, shook the whole house. But there's, you know, but I've got that thing so trimmed back right now that there's one branch that goes straight up, and it just looks absurd. And yet they won't let me take it down. And, you know, I'm just becoming so annoyed by that. And when if I follow their advice, and I cut the branch down on the other tree, that tree is just going to look next to death. It's going to be the ugliest thing in the world, but our municipality wants to keep trees. And then the tree that is in the middle, it's a strange tree. It's an oak tree. It grows up a little bit, and then it turns left, and it heads right over the top of my neighbor's house. Now, it's the newest of all of those trees out there. I have no idea why anyone planted it, where they planted it. But it just zooms out and goes over my neighbor's house. It's just sitting right over the top of his roof. It covers, I'd say, oh, I don't know, 45% of his roof. And, I mean, it's just there all tangled up in his trees that also cover his roof. And I just want to cut them all down. And, you know, I want to cut those 3 trees. There's 2 trees out by the street that are on the other side of the sidewalk that are not mine legally. That is the city's land. I don't mess with them. I have paid to have them trimmed back some, but I don't mess with them. Part of the one was hanging all over my driveway, so I paid an arborist to cut that down and, you know, or cut it back, let's put it that way, to get it off my driveway and to get it off my sidewalk, where my next door neighbor, Al, who is 88 years old, 89 years old, walks every day, and the acorns bother him. And so I, you know, I had the branches trimmed back so they wouldn't drop acorns so Al could walk. And God bless Al, he walks more than I do. And my yard is now greener than his yard again, and I'm happy about that. I don't think he's happy about that, but I'm happy about that. So that is the exciting thing going on with my trees. And then there's Al's bougainvillea bush that is near my backyard, in the back corner of my fence. Now, I used to love that tree. His bougainvillea bush. It came over my fence, and I used to do YouTube videos back there, and I would stand back by my fence, and the bougainvillea would hang over with all of its beautiful blooms, and I would do videos from there. The lighting was good. There was the beautiful bougainvillea behind me. It has now gotten totally out of hand, and it is actually pushing my fence over. And I've trimmed it back off my fence, but still the bulk of it is on his property pushing my fence over. Not exactly sure how to handle that. You know, Al's a great guy. I like Al. I mean, they're good people. So not exactly. I'm hoping for a really bad freeze this year, which just burns the thing back to where, you know, then I'll volunteer. I'll say, hey, Al, I'm going to go cut that out for you. And I'll cut it way back, and then I can prop my fence back up. I don't know. But I'm already planning next year. I am totally planning next year as far as the landscape here is concerned. But then again, I'm also planning next year for myself. You know, what is Michael going to be doing next year? And I think it's time for massive changes. I really think it is time. I think 2018 is going to be the year of Michael reinvention. Any advice you have, I would appreciate. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hurricane Irma hit around the 10th of December, and there is still debris. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. And today, I am recording this on November 11th, so it's well over a month, well over 2 months. Yes, well over 2 months since Hurricane Irma blessed us with her presence and ripped right up the middle of the state. And I have to give the state props. The state destroyed this. It was a Category 5 hurricane. And it could have been really, really, really bad. And it wasn't really, really good, but the state sucked that hurricane in and knocked it down to a tropical storm. We were out of power where I live for a couple of days. 4 days, I think. You know, it was something like that. I remember that I had to do the radio show, and I had no power, and I had no internet, so I could not use my studio, so I used my iPad and a $10 editing program and a USB microphone that I had never used before that I plugged into the iPad, and I imported my, you know, I had my music already on the iPad, my opening and closing music I had already put on the iPad before the storm, just to get ready, just in case. Didn't think I'd have to, but I actually did an entire radio show on the iPad, and then I took it and drove around looking for a place that had power and Wi-Fi so I could ship the show up to the network. Anyway, what I'm getting to is we're 2 months after this thing, and I spent yesterday out looking at tree damage, essentially, and shrub damage for a client, a commercial client. And as I was driving over into this other part of Hillsborough County, I was still finding piles of debris. We had piles of debris piled up all over town for close to a month, month and a half. And there is still some debris up around the corner from me. Like, they took all of the bushes and tree stuff, but they left, a lot of people lost fences. Tons of people lost fences. So they took the damaged fences and put them out to the road to be taken away. Those have not been taken away yet. And there's a lot of those. You have no idea how many dead fences are out at the street still waiting to be taken away. But over in this kind of rural area of Hillsborough County where I was at yesterday, there were all kinds of just piles of debris just sitting there, just sitting there. And if you go into Clearwater, the city of Clearwater where I live, they're over by St. Petersburg College, Clearwater campus. They have taken much of the debris and piled it into giant piles there. And they are now taking, they've got big shredders that they've brought there to shred all the debris up and turn it into mulch and haul it away. It is still an ongoing process. And I was over looking at trees that were damaged, you know, a lot of damage with trees. But I was also looking at a small golf course that the grass, they have been having a heck of a time getting the color back in the grass. And I happen to know the guy, that the superintendent who, you know, takes care of the grass there. And he had me come and take a look at it. And we just determined, that there was so much rain through this whole thing that most of the natural nutrients just got washed down below the root system. And he is fertilized, and it has helped a lot, but he still doesn't have distinct color. And we sat and we theorized on it. And I'm noticing this with a lot of homeowners' lawns also, except mine, because I have the nicest looking lawn on the street, because, you know, I'm obsessed with that. Next year, I'm not going to be. Next year is the year of Michael Reinvention. 2018 is the year of Michael Reinvention. And my obsession with the lawn is going to go. That's the one thing I know. I don't know how I'm going to reinvent myself yet, but I darn sure know that the obsession with the lawn is going to be gone. As of January 1st, it's gone. It is absolutely, I'm going to really, you know, enjoy this anal retentive behavior I have of meticulously taking care of my lawn right up until New Year's Eve. But then it's gone. It's out of here. I'm out of here. You know, just done. Done. But anyway, I noticing as I drive around, and especially for this client, a lot of problems. And my suggestion was to go into an organic mix. I suggested Milorganite. Milorganite is expensive on commercial lawns because you have to cover a lot of area. And it's pretty, you know, the price of Milorganite has gone up quite a bit, but I did suggest it. I said, I think it'd be worth the investment. I said, I still think you could do an application now, and it would do you a lot of good for the spring. And he agreed, figured out what it was going to cost him to do that. It wasn't a small amount. Got it okayed, and they were going to do that today. They were going to start that today. And, do that. So, yeah, but next year, I'm not going to be obsessed. You know, I'm still obsessed with the trees, but I'm not going to be obsessed with the lawn next year. It's just not going to happen. I'm reinventing myself. The last time I reinvented myself, by the way, was when I was in eighth grade. I changed my name. I bet you didn't know that. I have a totally different name that is my legal name, and I stopped using it in eighth grade. I totally stopped using my legal name at the beginning of eighth grade. We moved to the little town of Dunedin, Florida. And when I walked into school, they said, "What's your name?" I said, "My name is Michael." And they said, "Oh, hi, Michael." And everybody started calling me Michael. And I just went by Michael. Boom, Michael. You know, and back then, it was in the 60s, the teacher said, "Your name? Michael." "No, okay. We got another name." I said, "Michael." So they put Michael down. And I just totally reinvented myself. Changed the way I wore my hair. Started buying different clothes. Well, I didn't buy clothes. I had mom buy clothes. And, you know, that was just it, man. I just totally reinvented myself in eighth grade. And now it's time to do it again. Eighth grade was a long time ago. And so 2018 is the year of Michael Reinvention. Don't know what it's going to be yet. Been formulating it. Spending the month of November working on it. Got a couple of ideas. Working on it. Got a couple of ideas as far as this radio show is concerned, as far as, everything. Everything is up for grabs. I went into a business with ex-wife number two, and that is just kind of taken off. And I think we're just going to really, you know, make some giant strides next year with that business. Totally, completely. You know, we just talked about it one day, and I said, "Well, let's do it." And we kind of started to do it, and now it's just beyond our comprehension that, you know, how well it's taking off, and it's taking off so fast. And, you know, she was around when radio took off. She was my wife when radio really took off, and we didn't know exactly how to handle the way radio just took off. And I went from having, you know, 5 stations to 25 stations to 75 stations to 120 stations to 160 stations and up to 200 stations and 270 stations. She didn't know. Ask the Garden Geek.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Recording on 11/16/2017. I guess it's official. I guess the holidays are like here. Okay, you know, we were like swimming right along. Everything was just fine. And then all of a sudden Halloween slipped in. You know, it's been an interesting year. It really has been an interesting year. Accomplished a lot. Didn't get everything I wanted to get accomplished, but I accomplished a lot. I'm grateful for that. And, you know, we had a stinking hurricane. Scared the bejeejees out of me. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos, the chief geek and founder here. 35 years of continual radidio all across the fruited plains. Isn't that exciting? But now it's the middle of November. So we have, what did we have? Next week we have Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving at my house this year is going to be an exciting family extravaganza. Well, not really. It's Zach and I are going to do burgers on the Weber grill out in the backyard. And his girlfriend, who's leaving town, won't be here, has promised to bake us a pie. So that'll be good. And we're going to do chips and burgers and maybe something else. I don't know. We're going to do chips and burgers. And so that's going to be our exciting Thanksgiving holiday. Now, when you come from families like mine, let me explain to you what the rest of the family is doing, extended family is doing. Ex-wife number one has my two oldest children. Kyle will be in town with his family in New York, so they're going to be doing Thanksgiving at her house. And ex-wife number three is doing Thanksgiving at her house with my son Jamie, her husband, and his parents, and those kind of people. And then it's just Zach and me here. And so, you know, Zach, me, and the cats. So we're going to do that. Last year, I did a turkey breast, and I was going to do it again, you know, with all the fixings and all. You know, Zach said, "Hey, Dad, can we do like burgers on the grill?" I said, "Yeah, we can do burgers on the grill." He goes, "Good, let's do burgers on the grill." I said, "That sounds good." So we're going to get some nice buns. How's that? We're going to do burgers on the grill with nice buns, Lay's potato chips, and, you know, maybe a pie. So that'll be exciting. That will absolutely be exciting. Because on Wednesday, the day before, Kyle and his wife and two of my grandchildren are coming over to spend 2 hours with me and Zach. So they're here. They're in town for a week. We get 2 hours with them. So that'll be exciting. And, I'm looking forward to seeing the grandkids. So we get to do all of that family stuff, and I want to mow the lawn before they get here. I looked at the lawn today, and I cannot believe it's winter. It's November. It is November, and my lawn needs cutting and edging. It is the greenest green you've ever seen, but it needs cutting and edging. And I really need to cut the lawn at least 3 days before he gets here so it has just enough fluid. You know, when you a freshly cut lawn, he mowed the lawn. But, 3 days in, it'll look good. So I want it to look good for the grandkids who are, going to be three and one and a half. Well, no. 3 and 2. Yeah. That's what they are. They're 3 and 2. So that'll be exciting. And we're going to celebrate 3-year-old's birthday on Wednesday when he comes over. They are having a birthday party for him on Friday over at ex-wife's number one's house, and I was originally invited to that, but then I got uninvited. So, but strangely enough, don't you just love my life? Ex-wife number three and her husband and my son, my two of my sons, including Zach and Jamie, were invited to go, but they were told that I wasn't invited. And you know what? They've all kind of like opted out of going. Am I talking about my personal life on the radio? Am I supposed to be doing that? I don't know. I don't know. Getting back to my trees, I spent the better part of 40 minutes today sitting in a chair in my front yard staring up at my trees. And the trees have, the three trees near the house have got to go in 2018. That's all there is to it. They've got to go. The one tree, the tree that's closer to the street, I feel as though a large limb is getting ready to fall. Why it didn't fall in a hurricane, I do not know. But it's, the whole tree's got to go. But then again, I have been battling with my local municipality who doesn't want me to take the trees down. They want the trees to live. But if the one branch that I think is going to go goes, it's going to destroy my neighbor's car. And my neighbor is well aware of that. He has been warned. But, you know, and I already spent like $350 taking one of the branches from that tree off of the top of his house. And if I take this branch down, if I follow what the arborist for the city tells me to do, and I take this branch that's hanging over his cars down, which I could do, it'll probably cost, it's a larger branch, it'd probably cost me $400 to do that, and the city would be happy because I'm not killing the tree. The tree is going to look absolutely horrible. Now, the tree that is next to my house, which I have paid arborists hundreds and hundreds of dollars to trim massive branches off of those, because massive branches have already fallen and just missed my house, one of them hit my house. So I've spent hundreds, probably $800 or $900, having massive branches removed from that tree so it does not damage the house. And, you know, a couple of them, one of them in particular, probably weighed a ton, fell in my front yard, shook the whole house. But there's, you know, but I've got that thing so trimmed back right now that there's one branch that goes straight up, and it just looks absurd. And yet they won't let me take it down. And, you know, I'm just becoming so annoyed by that. And when if I follow their advice, and I cut the branch down on the other tree, that tree is just going to look next to death. It's going to be the ugliest thing in the world, but our municipality wants to keep trees. And then the tree that is in the middle, it's a strange tree. It's an oak tree. It grows up a little bit, and then it turns left, and it heads right over the top of my neighbor's house. Now, it's the newest of all of those trees out there. I have no idea why anyone planted it, where they planted it, but it just zooms out and goes over my neighbor's house. It's just sitting right over the top of his roof. It covers, I'd say, oh, I don't know, 45% of his roof. And, I mean, it's just there all tangled up in his trees that also cover his roof. And I just want to cut them all down. And, you know, I want to cut those three trees. There's two trees out by the street that are on the other side of the sidewalk that are not mine legally. That is the city's land. I don't mess with them. I have paid to have them trim back some, but I don't mess with them. Part of the one was hanging all over my driveway, so I paid an arborist to cut that down and, you know, or cut it back, let's put it that way, to get it off my driveway and to get it off my sidewalk, where my next door neighbor, Al, who is 88 years old, 89 years old, walks every day, and the acorns bother him. And so I had the branches trimmed back so they wouldn't drop acorns so Al could walk. And God bless Al, he walks more than I do. And my yard is now greener than his yard again, and I'm happy about that. I don't think he's happy about that, but I'm happy about that. So that is the exciting thing going on with my trees. And then there's Al's bougainvillea bush that is near my backyard, in the back corner of my fence. Now, I used to love that tree. his bougainvillea bush. It came over my fence, and I used to do YouTube videos back there, and I would stand back by my fence, and the bougainvillea would hang over with all of its beautiful blooms, and I would do videos from there. The lighting was good. There was the beautiful bougainvillea behind me. It has now gotten totally out of hand, and it is actually pushing my fence over. And I've trimmed it back off my fence, but still the bulk of it is on his property pushing my fence over. Not exactly sure how to handle that. You know, Al's a great guy. I like Al. They're good people. So not exactly. I'm hoping for a really bad freeze this year, which just burns the thing back to where, you know, then I'll volunteer. I'll say, Al, I'm going to go cut that out for you. And I'll cut it way back, and then I can prop my fence back up. I don't know. But I'm already planning next year. I am totally planning next year as far as the landscape here is concerned. But then again, I'm also planning next year for myself. You know, what is Michael going to be doing next year? And I think it's time for massive changes. I really think it is time. I think 2018 is going to be the year of Michael reinvention. Any advice you have, I would appreciate. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Happy weekend. Yeah. Or happy whatever day it is that you're listening to this. You know, most people listen to it on the weekend. Some people listen to it during the week. Some people listen to it deep into the night. As a matter of fact, most people listen to it deep into the night. Because the show airs live at 4 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time on Saturday mornings. And then 3 in the Central, and 2 o'clock in the morning in California, which is strange. We get a lot of people coming back from, you know, the bars who pick us up in California. Get a lot of email from those people. You know, Needles, California, and, you know, Palm Desert. You know, some places up in Northern California. Anyway, you know, in all my born days, I've been to a lot of places. I have been to Europe, been all over the Caribbean. Never been to Cuba. Want to go to Cuba. Really want to go to Cuba really bad. I might, you know, 2018 is the year of reinvention for Michael. Might wind my happy hiney up in Cuba. Who knows? Always wanted to go. You know, beautiful beaches, beautiful mountains, and they grow all kinds of stuff. And they make rum. And I used to like rum. I'm not much of a drinker. But I might go down there and drink some rum. Yeah, it's one of the things. But you know where I've never been? I've never been to California. And I got a gazillion listeners in California. Some people that have listened to my show in the past in California are famous people. And I'm not going to mention names because I just don't do that. But I will tell you that a couple of people. One in particular, a very famous gentleman's wife, used to call the show. She has now passed away, as is he. But she used to call the show and used a pen name. And she would send me little notes telling me, she told me who she was. And I just thought that was, you know, and we got along fine. And we became pen pals, you know, back before there was an internet. And I would help her with her gardening, and she was just a delightful lady. And then there's other people that you would recognize from television and music that, you know, listen to the show, in Nashville and all around, you know, South Florida. Just a bunch of famous people. Famous people listen to the show. You know, there is a former governor of the state that I lived in that used to listen to my show because he sent me a note once. So how's that? You know, and what's really strange is when I started this gig out, I would go into this little tiny room in a studio. I'd walk in there with my Bermuda shorts and my big gulp,
And I would go in there and I would sit down with my Iron Butterfly t-shirt on. And on the other side of the glass would be my producer, a guy by the name of James Brown. And James Brown would make all the magic happen and tell me when to talk. And I'd just go in there and talk. And I'd get phone calls and I would talk. You know, that's just how it was. Never, you know, never any big deal. Just went in there and did it. Never had any idea that people were listening. Yeah, I know people would call, but I had no idea how many people were listening until I did a live remote up out of Chicago. You know, I had this agent and booked a live remote. Me and a producer named Scotty, one of my other board ops named Scotty, flew up there. He handled all the technical stuff, and I did a thing from a mall up there and walked in there the day of the thing, and there was 1,000 people there to see me. And I did seminars the next day. Part of the deal was that I did the show on one day, and the next day I did seminars. And there were people that couldn't get into the seminar because there was not enough seating. And I did the seminar twice to accommodate, and there were still people who could not get in to see me. And after that, I decided not to wear my Bermuda shorts into the studio anymore. I always wore long pants and a nicer shirt. Just did. I don't know why. And to this day, now I do the show from my house. And I'm sitting here in my studio, and I'm wearing my long pants. I'm wearing a nice shirt, and I'm wearing my shoes. I could be sitting here in my underwear. Nobody would know. But when that happened, and after that, I did lots of appearances. I said, wow, I've got to respect this more. So I dress well to do radio. Does that make sense? It's just something that after I did that little experience, I always dressed well for radio after. I mean, I didn't wear a tie. In England, by the way, the gardening shows in England, which I was a guest on once, but it was all via satellite. I didn't show up. They wear tuxedos. They literally wear tuxedos into the radio studio to do their show. At first, I laughed at that. I said, that is ridiculous. I got to get to some gardening here in a second, don't I? I'm running out of time. But they respect the medium so well that they dress for it. And I just said, okay. I didn't understand it then, but I understood it relatively quickly when I went out and saw how many people actually listened to me. And I said, wow, this is kind of cool. And so just know that I am absolutely so thankful to each and every one of you who tune in. And I've got listeners that I've had for years who have to listen to me on the internet because they're not up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I have people who have come to personal appearances to see me live who listen on the internet later because they don't want to get up in the middle of the night. And I get emails from them all the time, all the time. And I just really, really from deep down appreciate the fact that you do that. And I never take you for granted. I love you all very much. And I am so thankful for you. You have given me something fun to do for 35 years. And I'm just enjoying it. And I'm still enjoying it. And you know, no plans to quit. Gonna quit when the pipes don't work. And when I recognize that the pipes don't work, I'm out of here. Because the first thing I have to do is entertain you. And you cannot be entertained if I have bad pipes. You know, it just isn't going to work. So that's the way that is. That is the way that is. I got a brand new fertilizer, and I'm almost out of time, that I'm dying to try out that somebody sent me. And I'm not going to tell you about it, but I'm going to use it this week on some potted plants. It is for house plants. I'm going to use it this week. And I'm taking it to a good friend of mine who's got a gazillion plants, and we're going to try it over at their house. I'll report on that in the future. 2018 is right around the corner, the year of Michael Reinvention. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I'm your chief geek. Have a terrific, I mean absolutely terrific day. We'll be right back.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.